Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunn Stores Simply Better. Cook restaurant quality meals at home with the Dunn Stores Simply Better collection.
Nevin, you've wafted in here on... It's just love.
I have chocolates, roses, everything.
That you're bringing home to you.
Yes, of course.
But anyway, you're here nonetheless on Valentine's.
I know.
What do you like?
We're going to have a busy night tonight, Marty.
Busy night tonight. You have. This will be the weekend will be busy for you.
The whole, actually, that is a good point, because thankfully we're so busy. But there is, and it's. I know there's lots of twos, but you'd be surprised how many fours couples go out together.
Oh,
I swear,
really?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a great night.
And
yeah, it's a great night. I love it.
You know, there are other restaurants, yeah, but none quite as good.
Ah, no, there's lots of lovely places.
Yeah, but there are other restaurants. But anyway, it's we're talking about McNeans. Make a booking, why don't you? Good luck with that. Nevin, come here to me. What are you doing for Valentine's?
So, Marty, we couldn't pass a nice steak, and I know you're a steak man.
Yes,
and
I
the
love
Chateaubriand,
steak,
which is a centre-cut fillet of beef, yeah, with a béarnaise sauce, and then
I love béarnaise.
Lovely.
Love it.
We're going to do that. So do I.
You don't get it that off.
I know. That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
It's gorgeous. And then you're finishing with
chocolate mousse.
Oh, look at you.
Chocolate mousse.
There'll be people proposing like the new time.
Here,
so
Marty,
talk to me. What are you doing?
A funny recipe I'm sharing with you, because guess what? It serves six people.
Six people?
And a romantic weekend.
Okay.
But anyway, you can do this. All seriousness aside, you can do this with a couple of fillet steaks. You could do this with some nice ribeye steaks or strip loin, whichever you want.
Okay.
So the Chateaubriand is a centre cut fillet. So you have the top and the bottom. Okay, the tail and the top. But the centre cut fillet is always the most tender. So this is about 675 grams. So it's quite a big piece.
That is big.
And it is gorgeous.
What are we talking about?
The key into doing any kind of meat, because you're going to seal this off, is bring it to room temperature. What does that mean? You take it out about 30-40 minutes before you're going to actually cook it. So what it does, it relaxes the meat. If you take something out of the fridge, it's cold, it's stiff. So let it relax a little bit.
Okay.
Put salt and pepper, not too early, because if you put salt on too soon, it's going to dry out the meat. Now remember, fillet, as you know, is very lean, very little fat.
Very little fat,
but very tender. So you rub it in olive oil. We're going to sear it off in a good hot pan and a good kind of skillet pan. We're going to season up with salt and pepper. And it's going to be finished in the oven at 240 degrees, which is a really hot oven.
Yeah.
So in the recipe it says... Okay, 12 minutes for medium to rare. I like my meat medium, okay? So I do it nice and pink, you know. And I've definitely seen the Irish public change since we've opened the restaurant. It used to be all well done. Not anymore. I'd say the majority of people having their steaks now is medium. Could be medium rare, but definitely medium, which is great to see.
And that's erring on the side of pink.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We just
well, it is
right,
pink.
Yeah.
It is pink now. Don't get me wrong. Medium is definitely pink, but rare would be very, very pink.
Oh, no,
blue.
No,
blue. Yeah.
But the medium is like I'm still sorry to disappoint, and particularly with a chef in front of me. I know full well you're livid, but I still want medium to well. In other
words, that's okay.
I don't want to see it bouncing on the plate.
I agree with you.
Do you know?
Listen, and we get people like that, and it's the
people
you get
like
a nice little bit of succulent.
We get people like you in.
No. sorry.
People like you come in.
That was very wrong.
No, but
honestly. If people like a well done, I'd say try medium well, and then you'll be more succulent and juicier.
I know it is, because my mother, God bless her, always overdid that because she was afraid of it.
Yes.
You know, but anyway.
So,
sorry, can I just stop you one more time? You're talking about this for six people, so how on earth... If one wants it one way, one wants
how
do you play this game?
Well, obviously, that's a very good point.
That'd be very difficult, wouldn't it?
The outer ends will obviously be a little bit more cooked. If somebody wants it rare. So this piece of meat will go in for about 25 to 30 minutes,
okay,
and it'll still be pink in the oven. You don't cover it. You baste it with that oil, a little bit of butter, so that's going to be gorgeous. So it's just simply roasted. There's nothing added to it. A little bit of salt and pepper. It's the star of the show, but you made a really interesting point. Béarnaise sauce, which is gorgeous.
Oh.
Probably one of the sauces that I would have learned to make years ago, and it's just very fashionable but gorgeous. So Marty, with the béarnaise sauce, chopped shallots are a sweet onion. Me and you have spoke about this before.
Lovely.
Get the small little shallot, it's just one chopped, a little bit of tarragon, 2 tablespoons of chopped tarragon,
again,
or you can use dried, exactly, lovely, and that goes in with some white wine vinegar and white wine into a saucepan, and you make a reduction until nearly it's all evaporated. And then what you do, you're going to start to pour this into 2 egg yolks, and you're going to melt some butter. So it's 250 grams of butter. So the flavouring is coming from the vinegar, it's coming from the shallot and the lovely tarragon. So you're going to reduce that. So in a bowl, a clean bowl, just with an electric mixer, you can do it with a hand whisk either, 2 egg yolks, You're going to whisk in that reduction, and then you're going to slowly add in the butter. Don't add it in too. So warm your butter, have it hot, and don't have it too hot. Does that make sense? Or don't have it too cold. That's, you're making an emulsification. That's what you're making. So you're gradually adding in that warm butter, which is going to be flavoured with all those lovely things. I finish with a little bit of lemon juice just to give lovely acidity, so it should be nice and stiff. And then what I like to finish it with is when I kind of take it past, you know, you want to just remove any of the shallots or anything like that, you know, into it, I finish it with chopped tarragon, which is gorgeous. At the very end, and then a little touch of cayenne pepper, that's optional. Your beef is done, slice it. Your favourite vegetable to work really well with this, some broccoli, steamed broccoli.
It's just lovely.
And then Marty, I think a nice baked potato, or you could get even in the supermarket a lovely potato gratin, warm it up. So you're making the sauce, you're searing the beef. We're going to talk about chocolate mousse. So don't overcomplicate it. You don't need three or four courses.
A little bowl of chips.
I love it.
Get a few chips for this.
Perfect. Some chips. I love it. So no baked potato chips. You're right.
You can dip them in the sauce.
Yeah, you're right. That is true. Sorry, we can delete that now from there.
That's right. It would be a
homemade chips.
It'd be a lick of the tarragon.
Would not be lovely.
It'd be lovely. Yeah, I think it'd be gorgeous.
The bernaise sauce.
Slice
your beef. Have your little, and even peas would be perfect. Like a green veg, I think it'd work really well.
Only get in the way.
And then your chips.
We have broccoli.
Yeah.
And we have chips. I'm happy.
Sometimes what I do is I blanch off the broccoli or steam it, and then I put it in the sauce with some butter. In frozen peas, give it about 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay.
So I mix the two of them. I like that.
That's lovely.
Yeah, I like that.
That is nice. But that's a lovely.
Are you happy with that now?
Oh,
explain that.
It's beautiful.
So you can go with two steaks, just pan fry them in the oven. They'll take about 10 to 12 minutes, room temperature, salt and pepper before they go onto the pan. And then if you're doing that with a steak, I should have said, Marty, they mightn't even need to go into the oven, depending on the thickness, but a little bit of garlic and thyme, just for individual steaks, just for your listeners.
We're still talking about the same heat, even though it's
good. About two questions. Like 200 would be perfect.
200 would be fine. Okay, the mousse.
Chocolate mousse.
Probably one of the room left.
Well, this is I remember working in this restaurant, Roscoff. It was a Michelin star. We were talking about Michelin stars there a while ago. Me and you. And this is a recipe that I learned in this, and it's a really, it was called Roscoff. So good quality
Roscoff,
chocolate. Good quality chocolate, okay, that's really important. And chocolate, I'm afraid to all your listeners, has got so expensive. It really has. It's gone up, even for a bag from this time last year, it's gone up €80 for us to buy in the restaurant.
Go on.
It has gone really expensive. I was meant to plateau off this year, but it definitely has. But get good quality chocolate.
55%.
Exactly, 55%. Me and you have mentioned a lovely lady in Cavan, Anya's Chocolate. She does beautiful chocolate, and she does these lovely buttons, so you could support her and get them.
Chocolate over Christmas.
She's a great girl.
She did say
it was
good.
She would. And did you eat them or give them away? Joke, sorry.
Of course I shared with everybody.
Of course, did you?
Everybody got... I did. Sinead got someone.
She's a great lady.
Yeah, we did. Honest chocolate. Some were lovely.
Yeah, you didn't give me any. But anyway, sorry.
Here we go now.
Melt the chocolate, okay?
Yes.
225 grams of whatever chocolate. Try. Just remember the tip for chocolate. It's a Coverture chocolate, so it's a really good quality chocolate. The one we use is Calibou, Valrhona, Cocoa Barry. They're different names that I can say to you. The more percentage of cocoa powder, the less sugar. That's all you got to think about. If it's 70%, it's very bitter. 80, 90, it's very, very bitter. So 55% is a chocolate that my kids, the twins, they love sweetness, would take.
Right.
3 eggs. We're going to whisk that over a bain-marie. So you've melted your chocolate separately, not in the microwave, over a saucepan of simmering water. And make sure the water doesn't get into the chocolate, or that's gone in the bin.
Mm-hmm.
With the eggs, you're going to put 3 eggs. We're going to put in that lovely liqueur from Cavan, which you know, Cool Swan. 2 tablespoons. Is that enough?
Two will do.
You're going to whisk that, and this is really important for your listeners. So you're bubbling the water underneath nice and gently, and you're going to whisk, use an electric whisk to whisk the eggs, the full eggs, and you're going to create what we call a sabayon. So it's lovely and light and fluffy. You've lightly cooked the eggs. That'll only take 2 or 3 minutes, so you don't want scrambled eggs, okay?
No.
Really important. And then you have some cream whipped, 300 mils of cream over to the side. So when your eggs are light and fluffy, take them off the heat, fold in, lightly fold in your melted chocolate, and then at the end fold in your whipped cream, and that's it. It's as simple as that. Put that into a lovely martini glass, put that into a little Tupperware container, you can scoop it into a little kind of teacup, honestly, and serve that with a little bit of orange zest, a few raspberries.
It's nice,
that's all you need.
Teacup size
it's delicious.
Nice.
Do you know what I like about this mousse? It's really quick, no gelatin in it because of the good chocolate, and it's really quick, and you make it the night before if you can. It will keep in your fridge for 4 to 5 days.
Well, that'd be quite light.
Very. It's delicious, Mark.
You know, because you could go to an awful lot of trouble.
Yes.
Particularly if you're trying to impress somebody in your home or wherever.
Yeah.
And you've had the
and you're
the,
too full.
You're too full. You've had the steak and your cab.
You and your chips. And your homemade chips.
Someone brings out chocolate mousse. Yeah, so it has to be light. It has to be light. That's a lovely thing.
But they're lovely recipes and you couldn't pass. Like, we've the best beef in the world, you know, in Ireland. And just a Chateaubriand, like, if you were doing a wee dinner party, which a lot of people are doing. I know that from the cookery school. But if not two steaks, the Bernaise sauce.
That sounds lovely.
Away you
sounds
go,
gorgeous. So have you a love song that, I mean...
No,
I
know you
that,
have.
I know you're a great man for the Proclaimers. have you got a love song that we could... I mean, it's like, play anything.
Oh.
You know, Love Is In The Air, the old... Because you were singing that when you came in the door.
Was I?
Paul Young, Love Is In The Air.
Oh, he's good.
He's
my sister loved Paul Young. Yeah. I dedicated to my sister.
Oh, no, it's Paul Young. It's a different fellow.
Okay, sorry.
Paul Young. Paul Young, you were talking about the big tall...
Okay.
It's a different fellow altogether. But any love song, any... Have I Told You Lately That I Love You from Van Morrison?
That's
You know, there's loads of...
He's a class act. Do you know, I met him recently, not recently, we were up recording in Belfast, in the Norton, up in the Norton, doing the food trails, and he was in the hotel, the Culloden.
Was he?
Yeah.
And did you have a chat?
No, I just said hello to him, and I wished him well, and that was it, because we were going...
Did he say hi?
He did, of course.
He's a very friendly man.
Yeah, he is.
I think people are somewhat...
He's a lovely man.
Yeah, people
we'll do that for
surprised.
Him. Thank you, Marty.
We could bring him on the trip.
He's some crack.
We'd have our music then.
So now we're going to three, are we?
What?
Three people.
Yeah, but hang on. Van's sitting in the back.
I know.
Right, and I'll do the driving, you do the cooking, and I'll talk about music.
And you're drinking the wine too, aren't you?
No, I'm driving.
Okay.
Because I'll spill it. So we won't do that. We'll make sure we go. That'd be great if we do that.
Some crack.
If we do that, couldn't we? Cypress Avenue. Anyway, love song. Not at all. Yeah. I'd better play Van now.
No, I'd be better.
I told you later.
Yeah, I love that. That's a classic.
I looked at you straight in the face.
That's lovely.
And you ignored me.
That's important to remind us.
It is. And have a lovely Valentine's.
And you too.
You're working Valentine's. People need to remember that your lady wife is at home. So you have your own Valentine's then.
You're right. I'll do it Monday.
You better make sure. Stay home. Marty in the Morning, RT Lyric FM, that's where the recipe sits, so there you go. And enjoy. That sounds fun. That's
fun.
A great recipe.
Happy Valentine's weekend, everyone.
To you, my friend.
Thank
God
you.
Bless.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunn Stores Simply Better. Dunn Stores Simply Better, proudly working in partnership with over 90 Irish food and drink producers.